I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to the first hour of Jazz for the Asking. Well, it's very nice to have you with us again on the program. Coming up on this edition, we're going to be featuring some recordings that were made in 1989 by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation of Charlie Hayden, Joe Henderson, and Al Foster at the Montreal International Jazz Festival. These recordings were made for broadcast and have been issued on CD, but have rarely been broadcast at other times. We bring you excerpts of the Montreal tapes, Charlie Hayden. To begin, however, we're going to take a listen to an artist we get many requests for, Nat King Cole. But not with Nat King Cole, the vocalist, but rather, Nat King Cole, the pianist. Well, they really are the same person. But this is a recording from the Nat King Cole Trio from 1947, Bop Kick. Recording of the Nat King Cole Trio with Bop Kick, also composed by Nat King Cole. We now move to George Benson from an album called Big Boss Band, released on Warner in 1990. The album features members of the Count Basie Orchestra and includes tracks that were made popular by Count Basie, such as Skylark, On Green Dolphin Street, and others. The track we will listen to is called Basie's Bag. The wonderful guitarist George Benson, featuring members of the Count Basie Orchestra, recorded in 1990 with Basie's Bag. On this edition of the program, I said we would bring you a rare concert. That was recorded on June 30th, 1989, at the Montreal International Jazz Festival. During the Montreal International Jazz Festival, a number of the concerts are recorded for Radio-Canada and CBC. Some of these recordings have never been made public. Mind you, from time to time, record labels will license the tapes from the CBC and release them as special CDs. The one we will take a listen to is called The Montreal Tapes, Charlie Hayden. It features Charlie Hayden on double bass, Joe Henderson on saxophone, and Al Foster on drums. It was recorded by the French service of the CBC, Radio-Canada, by Daniel Vachon. It was recorded at Place des Arts in Montreal. The recording originally aired in 1989, but wasn't released on CD until 2002. For the mastering of the original recording, the producer, Daniel Vachon, came in to do a new digital remix. The track that we will listen to now is called In the Moment. Charlie Hayden, Joe Henderson, and Al Foster, live June 30th, 1989.
Thank you.
In the moment, Charlie Hayden on double bass, Joe Henderson on saxophone, and Al Foster on drums, recorded for La Maison Radio-Canada, that's CBC in Canada. One performance that night that got the audience going was their interpretation of the Thelonious Monk classic, Round Midnight. Charlie Hayden on double bass, Joe Henderson on saxophone, and Al Foster on drums, with the composition by Thelonious Monk called Round Midnight, recorded June 30th, 1989, at the International Jazz Festival in Montreal by CBC Radio Canada. In the second hour of the program, we will bring you another recording from this fantastic concert. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Jazz for the Asking. If you wish to contact us, I will give you our information at the end of the first hour. And I also want to remind you to send in your requests. We get a number of them, and we play what we can. We're now going to go to an absolutely amazing American jazz fusion group called Vital Information that features Frank Gambale on guitar, the founder, Steve Smith, on drums, Baron Brown on bass, and Tom Coaster on keyboard. He just doesn't play piano, but also the Hammond B3 organ and other keyboard instruments. This track is from a CD called Show 'em Where You Live. Vital Information with The Black Hawk. Thank you. Vital Information with the Blackhawk. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple. pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website to download past editions of the program at www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. Once again, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. To close off the first hour of the show, we're going to listen to a song from the Peace and Love period that was made popular by the 1960s group The Mamas and the Papas. The composition by John Phillips is called California Dreaming. Now you're probably saying to yourself, why would you play this during a jazz show? Well, if you took a listen to this guitarist we're going to listen to, then you would have a clear understanding. His name is Wes Montgomery. Here he is, featuring Oliver Nelson, with a fantastic jazz version of California Dreaming. Stay tuned. More jazz will continue in the second hour of Jazz for the Asking.
Okay.